T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
It's their 27th World Championship, the most of any team in any sport in the history of professional sports.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, The Fan, WFAN.
Good Saturday morning. It is Pete Hoffman with you on The Fan. 877-337-6666. You can always follow me at Hoff WFAN. And there's been a lot of movement with the free agent tampering and then now free agency opening up in the NFL. And that has now gotten us closer to the NFL draft. And one thing is, it's the same old every single year. It's which quarterback do we try to go and draft? Which hot name all of a sudden is rising? Right now, J.J. McCarthy is the name that's sticking with the New York Giants. But let me tell you something. The one thing I do not want the New York Giants to do this season, this draft, is draft a quarterback, especially by the name of J.J. McCarthy. I just see and envision Zach Wilson all over again. Now, the one positive, or maybe two positives, is that even if the Giants draft a quarterback, they do not have to play him, which most other teams fall into that trap. If the Giants draft J.J. McCarthy with the 6th pick, they don't have to start him this year because you have Daniel Jones and then you have Drew Lock. So this is, I mean, hello, New York Jets. If you ever wanted to take note from another team, that's how you do it. That's how you bring somebody in to a system. You have them learn. Now listen, is Daniel Jones Aaron Rodgers? Is Drew Lock Aaron Rodgers? No. But you have multiple people to learn from. So worst comes to worst, J.J. McCarthy, it's almost impossible for J.J. McCarthy to start week one, week two, week three, week four of the NFL season for the New York Giants. That being said, I still don't want them drafting J.J. McCarthy, because if you bring in a quarterback later on in later rounds, if they are talented, if they are good, you should be able to get the same type of production. Because let's be serious here. I know I'm not a college expert, but I watched him in the championship game. He didn't look all that impressive. He didn't. He didn't stick out where I'm like, oh, this guy is a no-brainer. Everyone's saying Caleb Williams is a no-brainer. J.J. McCarthy was not a no-brainer. He brought his team to a championship. Michigan was really freaking good. Does that mean that J.J. McCarthy could play in the NFL? I mean, how many times do we see the Matt Leiners of the world, the Mark Sanchez of the world, the you-name-its of the world go play well in college, maybe win a national championship, and just not perform in the NFL? The Giants have plenty of needs. J.J. McCarthy is not one of them. I'd wish they'd trade up and go for Marvin Harrison Jr. That's the guy I want. That, you want to talk about a can't-miss player in the NFL, that's the guy. Like, and I know that's ass backwards because we saw this with Saquon Barkley, right? The Giants drafted a running back when they needed to do so many other things. The Giants, listen, let's be serious. Defensively, Joe Shane is a genius right now. He is making some unbelievable moves free agency-wise, trade-wise, bringing in Brian Burns, bringing in, you know, just so much talent already. It's a scary team right now. You know, Okereke from a year before, the defense is just getting better and better and better. You need to start seeing that offense click. You don't know what's going to happen with Darren Waller. But, but again, you need offensive weapons. Jalin Hyde is nice on paper, but we haven't really seen him perform week to week. Singletary's going to replace. Devin Singletary is coming in and replacing one of the best players on the field, when he's on the field, in Saquon Barkley for any team. The guy touched the ball more than anybody else on the field besides the quarterback, Saquon Barkley. And now all of a sudden you're just going to bring in Singletary and say, hey, you know, he could do the job. Doesn't work like that. Doesn't work like that. Barkley is a game changer. Marvin Harrison Jr. is a game changer. But in order for them to get him, they're going to have to trade up. But J.J. McCarthy, I would prefer the New York Giants to stay far, far away from that. Listen, the Bears are going to fall into this trap too. The same old, same old. The Bears are probably going to trade away Justin Fields. And they're going to start Caleb Williams right away. This is the perfect opportunity to keep Fields one more year, to see what Caleb Williams has, to ease him into systems, to ease him into everything. Maybe by week 6, 7, 8 or whatever it is, if Justin Fields still hasn't performed well, you bring in Caleb Williams. But why do you feel the need to rush them right away? I don't get that. Now, I know they're bulking up offensively. Wide receiver crew is definitely getting up there. But I just still don't understand why you feel the need. And look, I'm looking at mock drafts. In one of them, the first 4 to 5 picks are quarterbacks. And they're all probably going to start day one. It's outrageous. 877-337-6666. Let's take the phone calls. Let's open it up to you guys. What do you think? J.J. McCarthy, 6, or do you think the Giants should wait and draft somebody later rounds? Hey, Brock Purdy was the last overall pick. 877-337-6666. Austin, Jersey City, what's going on?
Hello?
What's up?
We're talking about J.J. McCarthy at 6?
Yeah.
Do people remember we drafted Daniel Jones at 6, too? Whatever that was, like 2018. Can we learn from our mistakes? Or, like, I'll hang up and listen. But that's it.
Yeah, I mean, Austin, that's kind of the point, right? Like, I like Joe Shane a lot. I trust him a lot. This is going to be their first time. If they're going to draft a quarterback, it is going to be the first time you see Joe Shane go out and draft a quarterback for the New York Giants in a high round. right? That's probably what's going to end up happening at some point in time. That's the expectation, because Daniel Jones, you know, after this year, they could get rid of him. If he underperforms, if he's hurt again, they can get rid of him. But Daniel Jones was a sixth overall pick, like you said. It backfired. Why do you feel the need? I keep on hearing this over and over and over. You got to keep trying to find the guy. I'm actually okay with that idea. But who's to say the guy at quarterback is going to be a first-round pick? Because I keep on seeing every single year, bust after bust after bust after bust. It's very rare where everyone that gets drafted at a high level of quarterback, a high pick, they become amazing. It just doesn't happen. Why do you think the Tom Brady's and the Peyton Manning's and the Drew Brees's and now the Kirk Cousins of the world, they just stick around? Russell Wilson is getting another opportunity. Why? Because there's not that many good quarterbacks coming out of college right away. And they get rushed into starting jobs. It's just it. Most of them end up being backups in the end. Listen, look at Sam Darnold getting an opportunity in Minnesota. 1 year contract. Is he going to be the starting quarterback? Are they going to draft a quarterback? We'll find out. But he's there. And can he perform in the NFL? Some people are still waiting for it. Some people are still waiting for Sam Darnold to finally wake up and become this decent quarterback in the NFL. It's too late. 877-337-6666. Kyle is in Brooklyn. What's going on, Kyle?
What's going on, my man?
What's up?
Not too much. So I was trying to get in the queue last night. Stayed up since last night, been waiting to get in this. What do we think about Singletary taking the 26 on
Kyle, you know, let's be serious here. Yeah. Let's be serious here. I know where you're going. You're saying Singletary taking 26 right away from Saquon, no respect, but let's be serious here.
Look, we're all on the same page. On and off the field, Saquon's the greatest thing that's came through the metro area. What do we think about the 26 on the back of his back?
Well, let's put it this way. What do you think about the 21 on the back of Barber?
I mean, we can't compare those two.
Okay, but who wore 21 last year on the field as a kicker?
Wait, what did he do for anything?
What did who do for anything? Tiki? Or
yeah,
Saquon?
I mean, Tiki, I do think that he deserves all of that, but can Singletary come through and roll through with 26 ever?
Well, listen, but that's his number and it's available. And here's the problem is, Kyle, and I've talked to people behind the scenes about this a little bit. They're never going to be able to retire these numbers anymore because there's just not enough numbers available.
And
they have too many numbers retired.
What? He retired early.
But that has nothing to do with it.
The greatest thing that's ever been.
No, Tiki Barber was a better running back than Saquon Barkley. End of story.
On and off the field, all things considered.
Well, what did he do off the field, honestly?
I mean, look at all the foundations, everything he's done for everything, Covenant House, all of the above.
What, Saquon?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. And Tiki hasn't done anything at all? Tiki hasn't done any charity work at all?
I mean,
maybe you don't know about it as much because it's not in the spotlight the way it was, and people have a bad taste in their mouth about Tiki Barber because, you know, he left the team.
I think Saquon is one of the greatest things that came through the metro area.
But Kyle, let me put it this way, okay? Think about this. When you retire a number, are we retiring Eli Manning's number because he was a great guy off the field? Or retiring his number because he won two Super Bowls?
I mean, look.
It's a tough question, Kyle. It's a tough question. Oops, sorry to cut you off. It's a tough question. It's a tough question, but the reality is where you're retiring Eli Manning's numbers because of the Super Bowls. That's it. That's why Eli Manning is in the Hall of Fame, because of the Super Bowls. If it wasn't for those two Super Bowl runs, no one would talk about Eli Manning the way they do. And that's no disrespect, because he went on two freaking hell of a runs to get to a Super Bowl and win versus the New England Patriots. So it's not a shot at Eli Manning, but it's the truth. Now, Tiki Barber went to a Super Bowl. He didn't win, but he went. And in the later periods of his career, where he decided, when he decided to hang up, just before he hung up, he was one of the top running backs in the league. It's like Barry Sanders. You look at Barry Sanders, he didn't win anything, but people think he's one of the best running backs of all time. In the Hall of Fame. Number retired. I think. Should be if it's not. But regardless, if you're going to look at Barry Sanders in that way, Tiki Barber is one of the best running backs of all time too. Look at his numbers. Look at what he did towards the end of his career. And he hung them up early. Calvin Johnson, one of the best wide receivers in the league, hung him up early. Do we take it away that he didn't win anything? So you're looking at Saquon Barkley. Yeah, sure, all the stuff off the field was great. And I like him, and I think he needed to be here. I think he needed to stay here with the Giants. He was the one piece offensively that you was a must-watch, was the most productive guy on the field offensively when he was playing for the Giants. But besides the, you know, when he played, he played well. What did he really do? You're saying all the off-the-field stuff. How did you give up that number to Singletary? Well, Barkley's been on teams that struggled. He went to one playoff game. They didn't really do much while he was here. So you can't sit there and put the praise out there for Saquon Barkley and say, well, that number is untouchable. Because that's definitely not the case. 877-337-6666. Jose in Newburgh. What's going on, Jose?
Hey, what's up? How you doing? Long time caller. I used to call back with Joe Beringo back in the days.
Oh, very cool. Love Joe. Bro! What's up?
Bro. Listen, that last call was silly. Tiki Barber is just point blank, period, the greatest running back in New York Giant football history.
I mean, it's really no question, right?
It's not even close.
Yeah.
I'm going to just jump over that. And Saquon, he should have just stayed here. Half his career, brother, you weren't even playing, and we still paid you.
Yeah.
You know, anyway, what you were saying about starting quarterbacks, yeah, man. Remember, you know, when the quarterback would come in on a good team after sitting down for a while? You know, look at San Francisco. That's how they did it.
San Francisco, Joe Montana goes into Steve Young. Goes into all these other players. Alex Smith was playing. Then there's other guys. I mean, listen, I get it, man. Alex Smith was playing for the Chiefs, was starting quarterback for the Chiefs, and then Pat Mahomes comes in. It's like, oh, look at this guy. He's
exactly. Exactly. The team's got to be good. Like, listen, if we had a top 10 offensive line, Daniel Jones is a Pro Bowler to me. The kid, I really liked Daniel Jones. The injury stuff got bad, but his talent was there. But we just couldn't block. So the team, man, you know, if the team is not good, you put in these new kids and you're going to just shell shock them. You're going to destroy them.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't want to see that, nor do I want to see that for anybody. Now, here's the one positive, Jose.
Is that it's worked before now. That's the thing. It's worked, you know, here or there, and the trend is set.
Yeah, but it hasn't worked as much as people think it has, as far as putting a guy right in there right away and it working out. People force them. Yeah, look at Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville. You put him in there as a first overall pick, you go play. But has he really done anything?
No.
He doesn't look good. Yeah, there's plenty of quarterbacks that have been like that. But like, here's the positive, and Jose, this is the one thing I will say. Are you a Giants or a Jets fan? You're a Giant fan?
I'm a Giant fan, baby.
Okay. So if the Giants do draft J.J. McCarthy at six, which I don't want them to, but if they do, he's not going to play right away.
I'm cool with that, and I'm cool with that. And I think that's actually a good situation if that's what happens with the quarterback. But again, I really am. I really stress. You look at the Patriots, the great team, and you get a quarterback. Great, you build the team, then the quarterback. You can get an average quarterback to go far.
Yeah. No, Jose, I agree. Thanks so much for that phone call. Listen, I'm not saying that you want to get your goal is to get an average quarterback. Sometimes when you are in systems that are really good and have good talent around you, all you need is an average quarterback to get you farther because you just need someone that's competent. But you're always looking for the best, next best thing. You're always looking for the game changer, the quarterback like a Patrick Mahomes, where when your best wide receiver in Tyreek Hill leaves, you're still one of the best teams in the league because of the quarterback. And everyone's always looking for that Tom Brady. Everyone's looking for the Peyton Mannings. Everyone's looking for the Patrick Mahomes. They're not easy to find. Those players are rare. So go if you want to go find them, just know that it might not be in the first round. And if you can't fix all the other pieces around the quarterback, you're not going to get the results you want right away.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.